And second, that the anarchic system, the anarchy that you find in indulgent societies, has to give way to a society which is responsible, cooperative, and compassionate. These are some of the characteristics of a new world order. I was going to read a statement from Shoghi Effendi, and I want to profoundly thank Mr. Laszlo because he read it for me, about some of the characteristics of this new world order. However, I'd like to end my presentation with a story about the model of a new world order. This person died and went to the next world. And they came and said, "Welcome, how are you? Did you have a rough journey?" He said, "No, thank you, it was easy, fine, fast." They said, "Do you want to have a tour of the next world?" And he thought to himself, "Well, I must be important that they want to give me a tour." He said, "Yes, of course, I would be really grateful. Do you want to rest before?" He said, no, it's all right." He said, "Do you want to see hell first or heaven first?" And he thought to himself, "I said, well, I better go. I'm going to be heaven anyway. So I better go to hell and see it and get the hell over with it." And, you know. So, said yes. So they took him to the doors of hell, and there was this huge iron door. The neon sign says, "Hell, hell, hell," so that you wouldn't make mistakes. They wouldn't let you in, and they had to make a number of codes and so forth, and finally they opened the door and he arrived and he walked in. And lo and behold, it was beautiful. It was the most beautiful sight he had ever seen. The trees were verdant, there were beautiful rivers and waters everywhere, the birds were singing, the temperature was perfect. They told him that the temperature here ranges between 70 and 80, they haven't yet changed to metric system there. And it's a little bit behind.